multiple places.
Going all different directions. Oh my all God. At once.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I mean, new on com one, com two. There we go. Okay, hour three.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
Okay.
My father fought for World War II.
I had to find
no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey,
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, folks, there we go. Boom and boom. Wait, no. There you are. All right. I'm so pleased to welcome to the program Newsbusters and MRC, Free Speech America, and Censor Tracks. Michael Morris is with us. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's my sincere pleasure, sir. My sincere pleasure. Let's see. I'm trying to. So it is. No, it's still not tall enough. So what I'm working on here, bro, is. Let's see if I can get this to work. Okay, so this is my second dose of morning drink of my vitamin mix that I do, and this is you can get this at CGRwellness.com. This is the Ultra Shot, which is the energy drink. And then I've got things precariously balanced here, Michael, because I'm trying to do this so that people can kind of see what I'm doing in the screen.
Okay.
So if you hear a crash bang, yeah, that probably won't be good. So Lord, please don't let us crash bang.
That's certainly not what you want.
No. So just dropped the vibe in, and before that we put in the Ultra Shot, and now we got one more to go, and that is Resvante, and this is the one that actually resets your aging. And de-ages you. It activates a particular gland in your body that controls aging. And
fascinating.
Yeah, and resveratrol is actually the thing that does it. But Resvante, the way that they put Resvante together, it actually has been clinically proven to activate this anti-aging element. And so then what I do, folks, is I take this. So this is my measuring cup here, and I've got 20 ounces of Vibe, 20 ounces of Ultra Shot, 20 ounces of Resvante, and this is my 9 o'clock dosage. And then I take my and add a little bit of my water, and I've got a leaking water jug here. That's not great. Everything else was working right up until then. All right, so anyway, I add my water in. This is a special water, Michael. It's called Kangen water, and what it is it's high pH, 9.5 pH, which is more healthy for your cells and better absorbency. And then I just take the vitamins and.
There you go.
Drink it down. Tastes great. And it's really healthy for you. All right. What's not healthy for you is Twitter changing the misgendering policy. What's up with that?
Well, actually, I call this the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay, so
let's start with the good. For those of you that are Clint Eastwood fans, you may know that movie. But yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start with the good. Twitter actually quietly removed certain aspects of its hateful content policy regarding slurs and tropes, specifically on misgendering and dead naming. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about transgenderism. And this is actually a good thing, folks. Twitter also revamped its policy regarding suspensions from the platform. And, you know, it's actually dialing back what's doing. It says Twitter Safety put out a post. This is a tweet on April 22nd. Suspensions are now reserved for severe policy violations. All right. So what that means is they're dialing back the number of suspensions, or at least hopefully they're dialing back the number of suspensions based on that language there. Now, the bad, there's still deep unanswered questions about how content moderation will actually be applied and by whom or what on Twitter's platform. You know, Musk is, anytime he seems to be alerted to something, he seems to go in and open up the platform for more free speech. Mm. But Musk is an extremely busy guy. He can't be responsible for monitoring billions and billions of tweets that happen all throughout the weeks and months of the year.
Okay.
So, the ugly. All right, now we're on to the ugly. Twitter put out a troubling blog post. New Twitter showed that it's all too willing to cling to the old Jack Dorsey era mantra, freedom of speech, not reach. All right, so unlike shadow banning in the past, there's going to be more transparency about what Twitter's doing, but the system is still replete with anti-free speech downsides. So essentially the point here is that limiting and suppressing reach is in fact still censorship. What my boss here, MRC Free Speech America Vice President Dan Schneider, had to say about it: our skepticism of Twitter becoming a haven for free speech has been justified. It's not Twitter's responsibility to limit speech. That should be left up to individual users who can decide what they like and dislike. Censoring or throttling speech is what authoritarians do. It should never take place in a free society. He's absolutely right.
So essentially, even though, I mean, because everybody was cheering, Elon Musk has bought Twitter, everything's going to be better, it's all going to get good. He went on and had his conversation with Tucker Carlson and talked about how he had eliminated 80% of the payroll. They're down to 20% of the people. And, you know, because, well, it turns out, you know, if you're not censoring, except that they are. You know, I just clicked over. So I now have a new account. Shh, I'm not supposed to tell them that. But anyway, I have a new account on Twitter that is active now. However, and I'm just kind of monitoring what's going on there. But my old account is still banned and it's suspended, and it says you are permanently suspended. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't even have any appeals left, Michael. They won't even, I tried to appeal and they said, no, you are banned. You're banned from appealing. You're banned.
Right. And look, so we did a study and we released it at the end of March, March 30th, showing that, in fact, censorship on the platform was on the rise under Elon Musk, which came as a surprise, because all we've heard, you know, from Musk and from media is that he's going to ruin social media by allowing more free speech on the platform. But what we found is that, it, you know, censorship was actually up. We looked from November 4th, 2022 through March 4th, 2023, and we found that there were 67 more cases than under the prior regime during that same period the year before. Not only that, but the severity of censorship under Musk was harsher. 245 of the 293, or 84% of the documented cases on censortrack.org, actually were suspensions. So this change, it seems, may have been in response to this study that we put out, because our study also revealed that 62% of the documented cases of censorship were on transgender, the less transgender narrative, criticism of that. And so those policies were changed after the study that we put out. So the hope here is that if we continue to point these things out to Elon Musk, that he'll actually make changes and actually match the policies on the platform with the rhetoric that he's using in the public sphere. And I think that, if the pressure is still there, that may be, in fact, exactly what Musk does, because he seems to be pushing the free speech side. It begs the question, are there mid-level employees still within the Twitter's apparatus that are suppressing and censoring content?
Interesting. All right, let's I think what we're going to do is, no, we're going to take another couple of minutes and hit this one. You've got one up that says it's personal. Google suppresses MRC's Free Speech America website in search results. Talk to me about how Google is doing that.
Well, this was uncanny. You know, we've actually been monitoring Google for search bias since, you know, before the 2022 midterm elections. Back in October, we put out our first study showing that Google was manipulating search and burying GOP campaign websites in 83% of the top Senate races. We did a couple more searches later, just before the election, showing that Google wasn't suppressing the House races, where there wasn't as likelihood of a change there on Google's behalf. And then Google again was suppressing search in neutral Georgia precincts in favor of Raphael Warnock in the runoff election. And then we saw even more bias just before the March for Life 2023. We searched Google for pregnancy, just the word pregnancy. And wouldn't you know, Google put at the top of its results Planned Parenthood as the number one result. Now, what's interesting about these things is if you look at competitors being in DuckDuckGo, you don't get the same results, showing pretty clearly that Google is biased. So what did we do? Here recently, we actually looked up MRC Free Speech America. That's the name of, you know, our site, folks, MRC Free Speech America, on Google. We also did it on Bing and DuckDuckGo. Google's results came up with a triangle with an exclamation point in it, and it said, and this is for 3 weeks, it said, it looks like there aren't many great results for this search. The results below match your search terms, but some of them may not have reliable information on this topic. So it's calling into question, Google is, the reliability of the terms MRC Free Speech America, and wouldn't you know, below that warning label, Free Speech Alliance, Media Research Center, MRC Free Speech America. If you do the same search on Bing and DuckDuckGo, you did not get those results. What you got instead at the very top was MRC Free Speech America's page on Newsbusters. So Google is clearly out for the Media Research Center, it seems.
Now, you know, another article or another piece that is out there regarding, you were talking about, you know, the illegal immigration thing and how they don't, you know, they don't allow that, the border thing, right? That's another one of them, that they censor any conversations about the border. There was a terrible tragedy that happened here in Texas where five family members were executed. And it turns out that the individual that did the execution is an illegal immigrant that had been removed from the country four times prior to 2016 and somehow managed to get back into the country. And when he was asked, discharging his firearm in his front yard, he was drunk. And he went next door, and five individuals lost their lives. The media, I'm not sure what the thought process was here, but apparently Governor Greg Abbott made a comment about the individuals that were murdered being illegal immigrants, that everybody has jumped all over that, Michael. And it seems to me that that's all camouflage for the reality that the individual that committed this heinous act should never have been in this country, shouldn't have been here.
Well, what's amazing is what the liberal media will do, the extent that it will go to cover up things that harm the left's political narrative and then show the things that help the left political narrative. So, you know, anytime you see something harmful coming from illegal immigration, the media runs and hides and doesn't tell the story. But, you know, if it's helpful to their narrative, you know, open borders or in some way hurts the GOP, then they run right to it. And that's all they show, wall-to-wall coverage from time and time again.
Yeah.
And so, you know, no surprise here, liberal media trying to hide as much as it can on illegal immigration to help the Biden administration.
And let me comment on this for just a minute too, just to get this out onto the record, because this is something that I've talked about with Mark Morgan, something I've talked about with Tom Holman, with Sheena Rodriguez, with Victor as well. But and that is this. What's perpetuated with illegal immigration, you had a family. Now, many of them have been here illegally, which they shouldn't have been here either. But they're living in a community where everybody stays quiet about the fact that they have these illegal immigrants living there. And then They're all dead now, and they're killed by another illegal immigrant. And the inhumanity of the situation is that the open border policy of the Biden administration is ultimately, and the Democrats, is ultimately what is responsible for all of that death and all of that ugliness and all of that that takes place. Because you have these individuals that get into the country illegally. They go and they find their way into a community. Nobody wants to say anything. And they can't go generally. I mean, the only reason law enforcement is involved in this at all, Michael, at all, is because there's five dead bodies. And somebody called in because there were five dead people. That's the only reason this thing came to light. Otherwise, we wouldn't. There's so much of this kind of activity that takes place that we don't hear anything about. And this is the cost, the human cost of these open border policies.
Well, and right. And look, all of a sudden, the big three networks just rediscovered the border crisis. You're talking about this, this killing here. And now we've got Title 42, which is actually a Trump era policy, is a health order that would prevent migrants from seeking asylum regarding COVID, so COVID restrictions. Well, that's ending next week, and all of a sudden ABC, CBS, NBC are all excited about the border crisis. Well, they haven't been covering it this whole time, or at least when they have been covering it, they've been obscuring what's going on, the illegal crossings that you've been talking about here. And now that there's a Trump-era policy that's about to go away, they're all excited about it again. Again, proving the point. Well, the left only covers these things when it helps the left's narrative.
Well, and in fact, here's what I get it. Here's what Karine Jean-Pierre had to actually say about this. I mean, this is just to that point.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border. And that's why you've seen the parolee program be so successful. When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%.
Hello?
Wow.
I mean, holy smokes. And folks, again, I bring that to you in light of what we just discussed about five murdered family members that were killed by another illegal. And you can certainly say, well, they shouldn't have been here to begin with. I'm not arguing that. But the open border policy, if 90% has been removed, then why are we dealing with all of these issues that we're dealing with, Michael? And why is it that we can't talk about it?
Well, and look, Peter Ducey was accused by, we'll call her KJP, White House Press Secretary, KJP, for asking a simple question. Ducey said, if the border is secure, as the administration has said, then why do we need to send 1,500 active duty U.S. troops down there? I mean, that's a fair question. If the border is secure, if illegal immigration has plummeted 90%, which is what everyone just heard KJP say, then why are we sending 1,500 active duty troops down there to secure the border? And remember, look, Kamala Harris said that this would just be a show. Donald Trump had talked about sending troops to the border. I believe the governor of Texas even talked about using National Guard troops to secure the border. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, actually said that this was just a political stunt, a show. Well, now the Biden administration's doing it. And KJP is out here accusing Ducey of being, quote unquote, dramatic for asking an obvious question.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense to be asking the question. And what would make even more sense would be to do something about it. I'll tell you another thing that they're not talking about is the fentanyl problem, Michael. From what I can see, if you're out there talking about the fentanyl issue, there's two lines that they use. One is, well, we inherited that. In other words, it's a Trump problem, or they suggest we shouldn't be talking about it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And obviously, this has some to do with the border. It also has some to do with the government and media's pressure to shut down the economy during the COVID era, which there have been studies that have shown that that was unnecessary to do. Well, it caused many people to turn, unfortunately, to drugs and being left to their own devices at home, drinking, et cetera. And fentanyl, you know, you've got an open border. You've got people being forced into their homes with no human interaction. And what happened? You've got a rise in drugs. It's a problem. And you're right. The media doesn't want to talk about it, certainly not in terms of leftist overreach and media complicity.
Yeah. And finally, just to kind of close things out, the assault that the media is performing against the Supreme Court justices and the things that they're saying is just absolutely horrendous. They've gone after Clarence Thomas. They've gone after Brett Kavanaugh, and now they're going after John Roberts as well.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. You know, MSNBC actually said it was really disturbing for the GOP to play Thomas's high tech lynching video. No, what's disturbing is the attack on American institutions. You know, the left loves to rally around quote unquote disinformation and attack on American institutions. That's what the left does all the time. And the media is lockstep with the left narrative and actually tearing down Americans' institutions and ruining and trying to uproot freedom and liberty in our country. It's outrageous.
Completely and totally. All right, Michael, how do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, check us out at newsbusters.org, the free speech tab and the business tab there. You can also check out our latest documented cases of censorship on censortrack.org. Again, that's censortrack.org, the exclusive database for documented cases of censorship online.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Pastor's Corner coming up right after this. And we're clear.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Tomorrow we will have an India service for you. Actually, what I'm probably going to have for you tomorrow is the India service from last week. So we are victims of daylight savings time. Yes, daylight savings time. Isn't it wonderful? So daylight savings time basically creates a situation for us in India where it doesn't get dark enough for the projector to be able to put my images up onto the screen when we come in at 7:30. Obviously, it's still light. If you look outside at 7:30 across most of our country at this time, it's still light as well. But it's light over there at 7:30. And so as a result of it being light over there, we're not able to do the service. So we need to push it back by half an hour. We've already pushed it back by an hour, and now we're having to push back by another half an hour, which means that all we're going to get in is the last half hour of the service. I'll bring that to you. I'll be happy to bring that to you. And you'll be able to follow us for the most part on our social media platforms. But I am going to go ahead and especially tomorrow, because one of the things that I shared last week actually in India that I thought was pretty significant. And I got to double check and make sure. I think that's going to be the case tomorrow. No, I take that back. No, it will. So you'll get about a half hour of it. Rafael Cruz will be with me tomorrow. I got to get that text out to Rafael. Also, with me tomorrow will be, I believe, Reverend Dean. Let me verify that. Let's see. Okay. Yes. Get a send an update. Yeah. Okay. So Reverend Dean Nelson with Human Events will be with me tomorrow, and we'll talk about what Planned Parenthood's annual report has revealed about what they're up to. So we'll get that in for you tomorrow. And then Rafael Cruz will be with me tomorrow. And then, that last hour, with India will be a combination of a previously recorded India service and about a half hour of the live India service. And again, that's because of what we're doing. The good news, the really cool good news of what's happening over there. So we have had, let me try and give you the numbers on this. Okay, so
432 and then 271. Wow. We've had 703 people give their lives to Jesus, or we had, I should say, 703 people give their lives to Jesus just in the month of April. In April alone, 703 people were saved. 351 that we know of that testified about a healing. So about half. But 50% of the people that got saved of that, and I don't know if it's the same people, maybe some different ones mixed in, but we had 351 people who received a miraculous healing that they testified about to our pastors that were there at the meetings. God's awesome. God is absolutely awesome. And, yeah, wow. How incredible is that? I think it's pretty incredible. That's my take on it, is that it's pretty incredible. So there you go. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right. What else? What else? What else? What else? Sorry, I'm trying to play a little bit of catch up here. Okay. Stories. This one caught my attention. House Democrats are quietly deploying a plan to force a vote on the debt limit increase. There's a difference. So what we had we had a vote actually in the House on increasing the debt limit. McCarthy got that pushed through. And it is now up to Joe Biden to decide what he's going to do with this situation. Of course, the Senate has to pass it as well. There have been some concerns that have been raised with regards to the veteran situation. I've kind of walked through this, and I think I'm going to reach out to him, maybe try and get him on this week. We'll see. Anyway, and so my understanding is that there is a discretionary amount of money and some cuts that can be done on a discretionary basis, but the VA budget actually is not going to be decreased. There's actually funds in there to increase the amount of support for our veterans. Not decrease. Social Security is not being threatened. Basically this is raising the debt limit. It's a temporary Band-Aid, and then there's going to be an appropriations that'll come after that. I need to take a quick break. I will be back right after this. We're in hour number three, final break of the day. I'll be back with more coming up. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, so interestingly, let's see. So Tucker Carlson is being attacked regarding some texts regarding this Abby person. And one of the things that she says is that he's part of creating this particular atmosphere at Fox in New York. Now, she admits that they never met face to face. But supposedly she has put forward text messages where they apparently had texts back and forth. Who Tucker knew he was texting or how familiar he was with whoever the person was that was a part of those text messages, we don't know. Something that I thought was interesting was that one of the texts, and this was in, I think, an NPR article that I read, was referencing Kevin McCarthy and them trying to bring Kevin McCarthy on the show. Tucker apparently was not against McCarthy as speaker or something to that effect. But they referred to, and in the document that I read, they referred to Kevin McCarthy as being a Democrat. And I just thought, That's interesting. See, when you're fact checking and truth checking these kinds of articles and this kind of information and the things that are coming out. One of the things that that disinformation articles are famous for, are known for, are small factual errors that are placed within the article. And they are kind of a means of misdirection, if you will. But they're also a tell. If you're paying attention to what's being written, you'll find that these quote unquote expose type things have just very, you know, they may be very small nuanced, but they have little things in them that if you're not paying close attention, you might just scan over it, and you shouldn't. Remember that Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 11 that we're going to have these quote-unquote figures that are going to appear as angels of light. And then Paul writes and says, and why shouldn't they? Because they are a reflection of Satan, who was Lucifer, who once was an angel of great light. And it really is significant to get a hold of that and understand that when we're looking at this, you know, when we talk about delusions and we talk about what kind of delusions are coming and how severe those delusions might be and whether or not we can be caught up in those delusions. That you know, I always think about in those instances where the Word of God says to be slow to speak, be very deliberate in what you say, and be listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying, to what the Lord is speaking. So critically important, especially in this day and age that we're living in right now. With everything that we've got going on and everything that's happening, it's so important not to get deceived and not to get caught up in the delusion that's being released. And I promise you, it is 100% absolutely being released right now. And I'm seeing and watching in, you know, certain individuals in certain situations that I thought, boy, they'll never get fooled. They'll never fail. They're in the right trajectory. Not quite. And you know, and now that doesn't mean that they can't come back, that they can't get back on track. But boy, It's everywhere, and it is seeped in everywhere, and counterfeit to be good counterfeit is going to be about 98% right, but boy, that 2% that's wrong, that'll get you every time. You take a bill in that's a phony bill, and they can look it over, and it can be 99% right. But that 1% is all that matters. And the fact that it's counterfeit means it's no good. So I want you to think about that when you're processing the things that are out there in the atmosphere, in the online, and wherever you're gathering your information, some text message you get, whatever it is, wherever you're gathering your information, because it can be 99% on target. It only has to be 1% off. Just 1% off. I try really hard, very hard, to make sure that I temper the things that I say and the things that we discuss, and that we can make sure that we can back up the stuff that we've talked about with more facts, more evidence, and support. I played for you the video of the press secretary of the president saying 90% that the illegal migration is down 90%. I don't know where you can get that number. I don't know how you can get that number when we've seen the images of how many people are coming across. When we see the figures by DTS itself on how many are coming across, to suggest then that there's been a decrease is pretty delusional. We could say that because we have the facts to support it, we have the facts to back it up. The places that get muddled, as an example, are for example, Ukraine is a place where it's a very muddled situation. I know what is being said and what I'm hearing and what I'm getting directly from people that are on the ground, and they're getting their information from other people that are on the ground that they've been getting communications with for a long time, that they've known for a number of years. And then we can see patterns. And does that mean that everything in Ukraine is, I mean, what Zelensky is battling over there, and I'm not jumping on the Zelensky train, but whatever, what Zelensky is battling over there is the same thing that President Trump battled over here. And that is a deep state. And that is a reality. So I don't know if he has succumbed to some of it. I know from what my sources tell me, what they believe about where he's at and what he's doing to try to hang on and to try to help the country to survive. But in the broader scheme of things, the issue that we face is as we face these enemies, Russia, China, Iran, what's coming across our border in the south, what's coming across our border in the north, and then the challenges that we face within our own governmental structure and the tyrannical behaviors that are taking place there. We're facing it on every side. And let me see if I can find that scripture. Yeah, here we go. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. It's important for us, and this is why I go back to where our founding is. What is the foundation? And while there is a centrist and an establishment that wants to dismiss these things as social. I promise you they're not social. They are the foundation. And more and more and more people are coming to the realization that truly, the only thing that will save our nation, the only thing that will save our country, is to come back to God. But what does that look like? I submit to you that coming back to God means preachers standing in the pulpit and preaching the transformational power of the cross. The crucifixion of Christ, the death of the old man and the rising up of the new man. The heart of man must be changed and can be changed, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's so important that message go forward and that we understand the basis upon which life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are founded. They are founded upon the understanding that we are children of God, purchased by the price of the life and shed blood of Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to jump. I'll be back with you tomorrow. At the end of the day, folks, don't forget. And also, don't forget this. At the end of the day, coming up, here on TECN-TV, Texas Fully Loaded. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.